Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Democrats didn't waste any time over the holidays throwing serious jabs and insults. In fact, now they're demanding that a Republican governor go to prison. Why? Because he's doing exactly what the Democrats are doing to his state in very, 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 very small comparison compared to what is happening every day in Texas. Democrats have now called the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, a piece of blank. Belongs in prison for busing migrants to VP Kamala Harris's home in the freezing cold, even though the temperatures were just as cold at the border. But hey, who cares? Because the media will play this one up. Democrats now coming together, blasting Texas Republican Governor Abbott for sending not one, not two, but three migrant buses to the vice president's residence in Washington, D.C. on Christmas Eve. Abbott's decision was clear. We're going to continue to let you feel the pain of what we are feeling at the border. And you can't claim you are a welcoming city, a city filled with amnesty for any illegal immigrant that wants to break in this country without me saying, fine, back it up. That's why Abbott's Division of Emergency Management sent the three buses filled with border crossers to the vice president's residence. The Naval Observatory was not exactly, you know, welcoming either on Christmas Eve, right? You would think that as soon as the buses arrived, if you believe Kamala Harris and the Democrats, you would think that what would end up happening is that Kamala Harris and the Democrats would have immediately welcomed them into their homes. That's not what they did. You would think the temperature that these illegal immigrants were feeling on Christmas Eve, just 22 degrees, would have made every Democrat stop in their tracks in a Democrat-run city and opened up their homes to help. They did not. Why? Because they're hypocrites. They're totally full of crap. Now, after about 130 of these border crossers arrived at Harris's residence, they were picked up by a local aid group and taken to a nearby church. In response, elected Democrats, like Representative Castro, a Democrat from Texas, called the governor worthless and a POS, the acronym for a term of peace of you-know-what. While Democratic activists also wrote and posted, Abbott belongs in prison for the migrant buses. Prison. Now, it's not prison. This is real America now. This is exactly what Democrats have been doing, allowing for 5,000, 10,000 a day illegal immigrants to come across the border. Another one said, Governor Abbott abandoned children on the side of the road on Christmas Eve. Will go down as one of the most despicable acts ever. Abbott belongs in prison. You're the ones that have not secured a border and allowed people to break into this country on Christmas Eve. And you do it every single day because you're trying to change this country. You want this country to be a communist country, a socialist country. You do not want it to be a country of laws. Now, the far left Occupy Democrats group also posts on Twitter that President Joe Biden's administration ought to open a criminal investigation into Abbott's migrant buses. So not a criminal investigation into the cartels, not a criminal investigation of the people bringing the fentanyl across the border, not a criminal investigation all the Democrats that are actively supporting and advocating for illegal immigrants to flood this country. No, no. But into the people that are trying to stop it. That's who they want to put in prison. Representative Eric Swalwell, the guy who literally sleeps with the enemy, the Chinese spy for years, and Richie Torres, a Democrat from New York, question Abbott's faith, saying can't really be a Christian, right? Torres went as far as to say that busing migrants to sanctuary jurisdictions should be illegal. Why? You're a sanctuary city. Wouldn't you want illegal immigrants to go to a, quote, welcoming and loving place? That's what you guys have claimed you've wanted to do for a long time. So why on earth would we not, would you not want them to come there? Why on earth would you not say yes to this, right? I'm serious. This is the Democratic Party. This is how corrupt they are. There's another aspect of the Democrats right now, and that is, at what point do you just be honest and say they are an apparatus of the cartel, of the cartels in Mexico? Without the Democratic Party, the cartels would not be able to do what they are doing right now. That's what Congresswoman Beth Van Dyke of Texas had to say on Fox and Friends this morning. Take a listen.
Here we are allowing, you know, traffickers and cartels to establish slavery in our own country using the most vulnerable people. You know, you talk about the difference between Republicans and Democrats. You're from Texas, Congresswoman. I remember what the media and Democrats did when when Senator Cruz left on vacation in the middle of that ice storm. Why hasn't there been more outrage over what's happening in our country? Energy prices through the roof in the middle of this, you know, winter polar vortex practically, and everything that's happening in your state and other border states with Title 42 being lifted. Where's the outrage?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's a great question. The fact is that you don't have the media actually covering these stories. You don't have them down there, which is why I'm hopeful that with a new Congress, you know, coming in on January 3rd, we're going to actually start having some hearings and hearings where they count. You know, we're going to start having people go down and have hearings in Brownsville and in McAllen, because that's going to be important. You know, we're going to have to force the cameras to go down there and see firsthand what's happening. Have some of our Congress members who may not have gone down there, or Democrat Congress members who haven't gone down there, see firsthand what's happening. Because basically what you're seeing is the Biden administration is acting as logistical transport support for our drug cartels. When you are giving people plane tickets and bus tickets to cities where you know that they are being used, they are being human trafficked to be able to work on illegal marijuana farms, you know, such as, you know, the 600 that they found in Oregon, where they're basically being worked to death under threat of death, or, you know, looking at down the barrel of a gun. That's happening in our country right now, and you've got a president who'd rather go on vacation.
Congresswoman, so, you know, Title 42, I struggle with this a little bit because that is a Band-Aid fix to a tourniquet problem. And really what is, it's the latest symptom to show that our entire national and border security, our sovereignty has been farmed out to the executive and now maybe even the Supreme Court, rather than the very specific role Congress plays. You're about to be in the majority in Congress, hopefully elect a Speaker of the House. What can Republicans in Congress do, with or without Title 42, to help fix our border? Can you get the Senate on board with Kyrsten Sinema? Can you do something to affect our border policy that President Biden will have to sign?
As long as you've got Democrats who are seeing more illegals coming in every single day as a win, you know, our goals are going to be totally different. I'm willing to work. Texas Congress members have put together a plan, but basically it's very simple. Enforce our laws. If we went back, and Tom Homan had said this just a few days ago, if we go back to where we were, you know, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, enforcing the laws that we have in the book now, we would see a drastic stop to what's happening at the border within 30 days. We could fix it.
Within 30 days, we could fix it. Beth Van Dyke, by the way, is absolutely right. He said, you know, we're going to have to force the cameras to go down there and see firsthand what's happening. Now, Democrats know what's happening. Kamala Harris knows what's happening. And if you didn't know what's happening, then you would learn from the people that are literally outside of your home. They have the reports. They know what's happening with the reports. They understand that we, or I should say they, the Democratic Party, are standing and helping the drug cartels make unbelievable amounts of money, billions and billions of dollars off the human trafficking. That doesn't count the fentanyl that's killing Americans and young people in this country. People have no intent of dying from accidental drug overdoses from fentanyl laced in fake pills.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, Joe Biden knows that kids are dying in this country. He's been briefed on it. He knows the number one killer of people under the age right now, 35, is overdoses from fentanyl. It's nothing else. It's fentanyl. See, overdoses. He knows the cartels are bringing this across the border, and he knows this is happening because of an open border. So what does the president have to say? Joe Biden has come out not condemning the open border, not condemning the cartels or the Chinese that are sending the fentanyl across the border. No, Biden is now condemning the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, for busing migrants to a sanctuary city in Washington, D.C., outside of the vice president's home. He is now calling it, as he's gone on vacation, quote, cruel, dangerous, and a shameful stunt. Let me say that again. Cruel, dangerous, and a shameful stunt. President Joe Biden's White House came out trying to seize the moment, condemning the Texas governor for sending those migrant buses to the vice president's house. Three buses, that's it. Not 10,000 coming across like is happening in Texas, invading border states. No. We're not going to condemn that. No, we're going to release a statement condemning the migrant buses and suggesting that Abbott put the border crossers, quote, in harm's way. Not the United States government that is refusing to protect and defend. No, we're not going to go there. Quote, Governor Abbott abandoned children on the side of the road in below freezing temperatures on Christmas Eve without coordinating with any federal or local authorities, the White House said. This is a cruel, dangerous, and shameful stunt. That's exactly how the White House put it. Yes, Biden condemning Abbott's migrant buses comes as his administration has released over a million border crossers and illegal aliens out into the cold in the United States interior since taking office. But they're not cruel for doing that. No. In fact, from February of 2021 to October of 2022, estimates indicate that the Biden administration has released 1.4 million border crossers and illegal aliens into American towns and cities, leaving everyone to have to deal with this immense social, economic, and cultural cost of illegal immigration. Recently published data also reveals that border crossers and illegal aliens released into the U.S. interior by the Biden administration have arrived in all 50 states over the last 2 years of his administration. But he's going to send a note out condemning Greg Abbott for releasing illegal immigrants in below freezing temperatures. But we'll say nothing about the illegal immigrants coming across the border in Texas in below freezing temperatures. That's where their priorities are. Governor Kristi Noem, not a border state governor, had this to say this morning about what's happening in this country and the reason she believes the Biden administration is continuing to do this. Take a listen.
You know, the New York Post has a really interesting cover today. It says, welcome, Matt. Feds build massive tent city outside El Paso for Biden's open border. Really, what I think this gets to the heart of is the fact that the administration is completely unprepared for what will happen after Title 42 is pulled back. We reported earlier they're looking at 400,000 migrants a month potentially coming across. You're a governor of a state. We've seen Greg Abbott try to do some things down in Texas, but I just don't think a governor can do enough. And you know, tell us what you think about what Greg Abbott's trying to do as opposed to what the administration isn't doing at all.
Well, listen, it's not a governor's job. It's the federal government's job to secure our border. Greg Abbott is doing what he needs to do down there, spending billions of dollars a year to secure the border because of the failure of the Biden administration. So you talk, Joey, about them building a tent down there on the border. I think that that is just showing the agenda that the federal government has. This isn't unexpected. This isn't something that they didn't foresee happening. This is on purpose. This is on purpose that they are destroying our border because they want to remake this country into something that is not built on the trust that our founders gave people themselves. Listen, personal responsibility was something that our founders wanted to give to the people of this country. They wanted them to be able to defend themselves, to make choices for their families, to be able to have liberty and freedom. They didn't envision what Joe Biden wants for this country.
Governor, you mentioned sort of the motivation that you believe why this is happening, and I've obviously covered the border a lot. We have new video this morning of migrants being dropped off in North San Diego County, just turned loose because they have nowhere to put them. The NGOs don't have any space. That's happening, obviously, in El Paso with those tents being put up. And this has been going on for more than 2 years, essentially, now. Yet, when we talk to these Border Patrol officials, particularly people like Rodney Scott, who is the former Border Patrol chief, he says this isn't just a humanitarian crisis. This is a national security crisis because of the threat that it poses. Do you believe this is a national security crisis? And if so, why would they allow that to occur?
You look at the amount of people that are being trafficked, the amount of drugs that are coming into the country, and they're ending up on our streets, even here in South Dakota. Then you look at the amount of dangerous people that have gotten into this country that we know about, people that are on the terrorist watch list that we have been able to catch, those that we know we have not apprehended over and over and over again. We know that there are people coming into this country that want to destroy America. So yes, it's a national security threat. It's only truthful and honest to call it what it is. And the Biden administration is doing this on purpose. I think it's time that the American people, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, or not even political, that you recognize that what this president is doing is trying to remake America.
Trying to remake America. She's right, by the way. Kristi Noem is spot on here. This is all about doing this. Now, the media doing their best, by the way, to be on the side of the illegal immigrants because they don't want you to think that this is a problem, right? They want you to feel compassion and open your doors, even though they refuse to do the exact same thing. Local ABC 8 had it this way. As they reported the migrants being dropped off in front of Kamala Harris's house, they didn't even bring them hot chocolate.
More asylum seekers could arrive in Washington, D.C. this week after busloads of migrants arrived outside Vice President Kamala Harris's home on Christmas Eve. And no one was there to greet them, leaving them outside in sub-freezing temperatures. Still not clear who's responsible for sending the migrants to the vice president's home, but Governor Greg Abbott has previously sent busloads of migrants to the nation's capital.
Busloads to the nation's capital. No one was there to greet them. Well, who was there to greet them when they crossed the border illegally? Are you guys down there welcoming them? Well, you kind of are. They just don't like it when they show up in their actual cities. That's what they've got a problem with. That's when they say, no, sorry, we got to stop that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, you may be asking yourself this question. How are Democrats really getting away with millions of people coming across the border illegally and not protecting this country? And how is it that they've been able to pull this off for the last several years without there being real, genuine outrage? In fact, there really wasn't that much outrage during the midterm elections. We now know how. A new poll shows that the media and the politicians are hiding the migrant numbers from Americans because they understand how damning the numbers truly are. Public opposition to President Joe Biden's lax border policies have surged when voters discover the huge scale of the economic migration. That, according to new data from a December survey by Harvard and Harris Polling, over 2.75 million came into the United States illegally over a 12-month period ending September 2022. More than 1 million more migrants than the previous 12-month period. Given these numbers, should the administration continue its current policies or issue new, stricter policies to reduce the flow of people coming across our southern border? When asked that, and given the numbers, that there has been 2.75 million that have come into the U.S. illegally, the response was clear. 81% of Republicans and 68% of swing voting independents called for stricter policies. In fact, just 1/3 of all voters were content with current lax border policies once they learned the real numbers, according to the new poll. A prior question also showed 56% of independents now disapprove of Biden's lax border policies or open border policies. The problem and opportunity for Republicans is that the establishment media hides the scale of the Biden migration, as well as the pocketbook impact on American families. We also know that establishment media outlets are refusing to sum up the annual inflow of illegal immigrants, and instead to prefer to treat illegal immigrants as, quote, non-economic issue of civil rights or of law and order, which is how it should be talked about. The poll also showed that the public, including Republicans, grossly underestimate the scale of illegal immigrants coming across the border. In 2022, Biden's deputies allowed almost 2 million southern migrants enter the country alongside more than 1 million legal immigrants and visa workers. That means the total 2022 inflow was more than 3 million. And if you add all the illegal border crossers, the number actually gets closer to 3.6 million. Put that in comparison to the number of people born in this country. You want to know how many people were born in this country in 2021? About 3.6 million. So we had as many illegal immigrants virtually coming across our southern border as people born in America. The Harvard-Harris poll showed that 67% of Republicans and 87% of Democrats thought the southern inflow in 2022 was less than 1 million people. In fact, 1/3 of Republicans and 1/4 of Democrats thought the inflow was less than 250,000. Harvard putting the poll out, saying the median voters estimates between 250,000 to 500,000 illegal immigrants are entering the country each year, far from the actual figure. The question, how many border crossings by illegal immigrants do you think are occurring each year? 16% actually thought it was less than 100,000. 21% said it was between 100 and 250. 18% said between 250 and 500,000. And 20% said between 500,000 to 1 million. Only 12% thought it was 1 million to two. And the actual number, 2 to 3 million, only 6% of Americans believed that that was the real number. What Harvard's poll shows, the public's misunderstanding is expected because many establishment media outlets have hidden the numbers, usually by saying that, quote, Biden is allowing only thousands of migrants to cross, not hundreds of thousands or millions per month. I'll give you a perfect example of that. Politico reported in December quote, that over the last month, thousands of migrants have crossed into the U.S. at the Texas southern border ahead of the expiration of Title 42. But in late December, Biden's deputies quietly admitted there was 230,740 migrants that were registered crossing the border during November. Officials allowed 166,000 plus to stay and get jobs and homes in the United States of America. Even in November, the New York Times also decided to lie, reporting that in, quote, recent months, the United States had allowed thousands of Venezuelans to enter the country and ask for asylum. But that language downplayed the huge number of Venezuelan migrants, even though the federal government showed that 85,000 Venezuelans entered during the prior 5 months and we allowed them to stay. It certainly seems that the corporate media is largely on board with trying to obscure the extent of the problem. That's what Robert Law, the director of the Center of Homeland Security and Immigration at American First Policy Institute, said, saying we have a government and a lot of people that are in the special interest groups go out of their way to not tell you the truth, to hide the real levels that we're talking about and what's happening in this country. Then again, you have Republicans that are also downplaying the issue in Congress as well. What I know for a fact is this is a problem that even the American people have no clue how bad it is. This is a problem that is going to completely alter and change the way that America looks. I'll say what Kristi Noem said. I've been saying it for years. She's right. They're trying to fundamentally change this country. They're trying to fundamentally change this country to make sure that you can't recognize it. They keep acting like this isn't a big deal. And when they get angry, the person they want to arrest is the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott. They're not talking about actually arresting the illegal immigrants that are coming across the border. That's what they don't do, which I don't understand how people can just sit back and look at it and go, really? That's how this is going to work? This is what you're going to do? I don't understand it. I do understand it. Let me take that back. I do. I understand it. They want to fundamentally change this country. They want your kids to grow up in a country that is completely different than the country that you grow up with. They know that this is happening. They're not stupid. This is a policy that was deliberately created for them to gain power. Let me say that again. This is a policy that has deliberately been created for them to gain extreme power and control over everyone. One other point I want to make about this poll. Harvard and Harris showing this poll the way that they did, making it clear that the media is the one that's silencing and shutting all this down. You know, I go back to something that happened just a few days ago. Many of you may not have even seen this or heard about it. Apparently, there's government documents and a whistleblower that said the U.S. government had a hand, the CIA had a hand, and the assassination of a president of the United States of America. And did you notice that no one's talking about this? Did you notice that not a single person is mentioning this? How do you not mention that? Maybe it's because the CIA overthrew the will of the people with Donald Trump. Maybe it's because they tried to frame Donald Trump for a crime he never committed. Maybe it's because the government raided Mar-a-Lago and is trying to go after the president in a way that we've never seen before. Maybe that's what this is all about, is they're going, hey, don't report on the JFK thing because they may connect the dots to what we've been doing for decades since then. No one's talking about this. I have to go back to that. No one is talking about this. How do you not talk about it? How do you not mention it? How is this something that doesn't come up? That's a big news story, that there are people that are whistleblowing that are actually saying that JFK and his assassination was that there was involvement from our own CIA, and that just like totally didn't get reported on. Now, there's some people saying, well, it's just some whistleblower saying this. You're thinking that shouldn't be reported on? I mean, is that what you're saying? That, oh, well, this is something that shouldn't be reported on at all? At least let people hear what's been revealed. I've talked about it because it is a story, but it should, you would think that would be like front page story, right? Because for what, how many years did we talk about Russian collusion as a front page story that the entire time the media knew was a lie? Right? The media knew it was a lie the entire time. What did they do? They kept telling the lie. Front page lie. Same way they're lying to you about how many people are coming across the border illegally right now. It's a lie. They keep telling that lie. But when there's real news and they don't like what that real news is, oh, they'll shut up real fast, won't they? All right. Lastly, make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends, please, so that people get to hear this part of the news on what's happening at the border. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.